ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो Chapter 12, text 19. Sa,
sa
tadarsha,
tadarsha
vimana griyam,
napaso,
avatarad,
avatarad
dhruvaha,
dhruvaha
viprajayad,
viprajayad
dashadisho,
dashadisho
rakapatim,
rakapatim
ivoditam,
ivoditam
Sadadarsha vimana griyam nab. Yeah?
Say it.
It's up to you. Can you do it?
I don't think so.
Nabhaso vatarad dhruvaha vibrajayad dashadisho rakapatim mivoditam Sadadarsha vimana griyam nabhaso vatarad dhruvaha vibrajayad dashadisho rakapatim mivoditam Sadadarsha vimanagriyam nabhaso vatarad dhruvaha vibrajayad dashadisho rakapatim ivoditam Saha
Saha
He Tadarsha
Darsha
Saw
Vimana
Vimana An airplane
Agriyam
Agriyam Very beautiful
Very beautiful
Nabhasaha
Nabhasaha
From the sky
From the sky
Avatarat
Avatarat
Descending
Descending
Dhruvaha
Dhruvaha
Dhruva Maharaj
Dhruva Maharaj
Viprajayat
Viprajayat
Illuminating
Illuminating
Dasha
Dasha
Ten
Ten
Dishaha
Dishaha
Directions
Directions
Rakapatim
Rakapatim
The full moon
The full moon
Eva
Eva
Like
Like
Uditam
Uditam
Visible
Visible
As soon as the symptoms of his liberation were manifest, he saw a very beautiful airplane coming down from the sky, as if the brilliant full moon were coming down, illuminating all the ten directions. Purport. There are different levels of acquiring knowledge, direct knowledge, knowledge received from authorities, transcendental knowledge, knowledge beyond the senses, and finally, spiritual knowledge. When one surpasses the stage of acquiring knowledge by the descending process, he is immediately situated on the transcendental platform. Dhruva Maharaj, being liberated from the material concept of life, was situated in transcendental knowledge and could perceive the presence of a transcendental airplane, which was as brilliant as the full moonlight. This is not possible in the stages of direct or indirect perception of knowledge. Such knowledge is a special favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can, however, rise to the platform of knowledge by the gradual process of advancing in devotional service toward Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Minitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam jena bhutale Swayam rupa kada mayam Tadhati shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitamstam Sadivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Sri Vishakam Vitamstra Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Dada Kanchana Mostade Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhan Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindhobhyayeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivas Hari Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sada Darsha Vimana Griyam Navaso Vatarad Trivaha Vibhajyad Dasha Disho Ragapatim Ivolita. The Srila Prabhupada links this translation to the point that our knowledge becomes perfect when we're situated on the transcendental platform through descending knowledge. Srila Prabhupada points out elsewhere that there are two paths to acquiring knowledge, aroha panta and avaroha panta, the ascending process and the descending process. The ascending process is the one this ascending process generally involves two methods, pratyaksha and anumana. Pratyaksha means direct perception. Aksha means eyes. Eyes here is a, what's the word? Let's see, here's a word. Shabda Lakshana? I think it may be Shabda Lakshana. It means where one item in a category stands for the whole category. So eyes here stands for the whole category of the senses. Aksha means the eyes and what we see with the eyes. But it includes by extension what we smell, what we taste, what we touch. In other words, what we can understand by the whole set of senses. This is pratyaksha, a direct sense perception. They say seeing is believing. And then the next process is anumana, to consider something, think about it, try to extend our knowledge by logic. If this, then must be this, then must be that, then must be this, and perhaps this, and then follows that. Anuman, logical induction. Or what Prabhupada sometimes calls speculation. Which is generally appreciated in science, to speculate. We could speculate that this and this, and that's considered a creative enterprise. But Srila Prabhupada doesn't hold these two methods in great esteem. Rather, he emphasizes the third process, Shabda Pramana. Pramana means evidence. So direct perception by the senses gives evidence. Speculation gives a kind of evidence. But shabda means the transcendental sound. Shabda means sound, and especially the sound of the Vedic literature. The shabda praman belongs to the descending process. Pratyaksha and anuman belong to the ascending process. We perceive something, we think about it, and we try to think about what must be beyond. This is by ascending knowledge. And we hear from the authority, this is descending knowledge. Srila Prabhupada illustrates that the descending method is better for understanding things beyond our range of perception. Achintya kalu ye bhava nainam tarkena yojiyat. Like that. That which is transcendental is beyond, that which is inconceivable is beyond argument because it's inconceivable. It can't be understood by the senses or by the efforts of the mind. Atas Sri Krishna namadi nabhaved rayam indriya. Krishna and his form, qualities, name, pastimes, they're all beyond the range of gross sense perception or subtle mental speculation. Therefore, we have to understand them by the descending process, by shabda. Prabhupada's example is that if we want to know who our father is, suppose we don't know, and we can try to figure it out by comparing photographs or DNA testing or this, that. But we'll never be sure. And the process will be lengthy. And we'll say, well, this person seems to be the best match, but then it could be some other person. But the descending process is, we ask our mother, and the mother says, my dear boy, this is your father. And immediately you get perfect knowledge. This is the descending process. Srila Jiva Goswami points out that direct perception and mental speculation are not entirely rejected. They have value, but within their own realms. There's an ordinary realm in which direct perception is very good. I look outside the window, I see the sunlight, and I say, all right, the morning has come. That's direct perception. Or so many things I can see by direct perception. Or I can understand by reasoning that there was some milk sitting on the in a bowl. Now the bowl is empty. That means the cat has drunk the milk. Reasonable inference. So these things have their place. We don't deny that you can't. We don't say, oh, you can't use your senses. You can't get knowledge with your senses. You can. We depend on that for our everyday function. You can't drive a car without using the direct feedback from your senses. You look in the mirror, you see there's a car behind you. You look in front of you, you see it's a red light or a green light. So sense perception is useful. But it's not useful for understanding the absolute truth. For understanding that which is beyond. Suppose there's someone says that there's a big anything, a big crater or a big mountain on the dark side of the moon. Now that you can't see because it's beyond your the range of your perception. You can't say yes there is or no there isn't. And even if you say no, well, we'll send a satellite there and find out, take pictures, but the ordinary citizen still can't see. He has to hear from the scientist. The scientist says, we sent our probe to the dark side of the moon, and no, there isn't a crater, or yes, there is. No, there's no mountain, or yes, there is. So we depend, even in scientific enterprises, we depend on descending knowledge. We hear so many things about the actions of, about different experiments and their outcomes. We don't perform the experiments. Maybe few experiments some college students perform, but generally speaking, especially there's experiments, they involve
billions of dollars worth of equipment, fancy cyclotrons and who knows what, particle accelerators, things that take up acres of space and involve billions of dollars. How will we directly perceive the experiment? We simply hear the report. The scientist says, we did this, we did that, this was the outcome, and we accept it. So, practically speaking, in ordinary affairs also, we accept the word of authority, even the person who says, I don't accept any authority, but he does. Everyone hears something from some superior authority and accepts, yes, that's true. So the method of acquiring spiritual knowledge is by hearing from self-realized authorities. Upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva-darshanam. In the Bhagavad Gita, it's said that one should approach a person who has these two qualifications, jnaninaha and tattva-darshanaha. Jnanina means he has knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada explains that generally jnana means knowledge received from Vedic literature, scriptural knowledge. So one has to get, one has to hear from scripture and get knowledge of what's stated in scripture. And one, to do that, one has to approach a person who's conversant with that scriptural knowledge. But apart from being conversant, he should also be tattva-darshan, tattva-darshi. Tattva-darshi means that he actually sees the truth. Tattva means the truth. And darshi, one who sees. So it's not just that he has theoretical knowledge. He's read something in a book, but he's actually seen. Upadekshanti te jnanam, jnaninas tattva darshanam. So here, and how Dhruva Maharaj also, he could see the airplane. So he was tattva darshi, seer of the transcendental reality. How is it possible? It's possible by devotional service, bhaktiya, by devotion. What is that? Sevan mukhihi jivado svayameva spurati. One can't understand the form, qualities, name, and so on of the personality of Godhead merely by speculation. But sevan mukhihi jivado svayameva spurati. When we serve, then Krishna reveals himself. The same truths which are impenetrable for the ordinary person are revealed to the person who is tattva-darshi, the person who is self-realized by devotional service. Elsewhere it said, Tasmar gurum prapadyeta jvigyasu shreyottama shabde parecha nishnatam brahmani samupamashram. Same thing, that he has to have heard. One has to approach a spiritual master, shabde parecha nishnatam, a person who's heard from the scripture, who's familiar with Vedic knowledge, and Brahmani Samupamashrayam, a person who's actually absorbed in the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. Shrotriyam means he's heard the Vedic knowledge, and Brahmanishtam, he has full faith in the personality of Godhead. So by this method, one receives descending knowledge. Sadadarsha vimanagriyam nabaso vatarad dhruvaha vibrajyad dashadisho rakapatim ivoditam. It's also significant there are vimanas, airplanes. They're not unknown to Srimad Bhagavatam. Not that they're a recent invention. But this airplane was descending from Vaikuntha, the Vaikuntha airplane. All right, let's see what kind of questions there are today.
If I'm in school and the teachers tell me something, that's descending knowledge?
Yes.
You know it's bogus?
Yes. Well, then it's descending ignorance.
But isn't it that we also... some part of spiritual knowledge we also receive with our senses.
But the senses have to be purified. You can perceive everything. The Bhagavad Gita said, buddhi grahya matindriyam, that one can understand the absolute truth by direct perception when the senses are pure, transcendental, when they're purified. Buddhi grahya matindriyam. The same thing, the gross senses. Can't understand, can't perceive Krishna. But with the senses purified by devotional service, or what is that? Pashanti Gyana Chakrusha. Vimudha Nanu Pashanti, Pashanti Gyana Chakrusha. With, in ignorance, we see, but we don't see. Pashanapi na Pashati. If the Queen of England walked in here, I wouldn't even know who she is. I'd be seeing her, but I'd just be seeing, you know, who's this old lady? Because I don't have any knowledge about the Queen of England. So if she walks in, she just looks like anyone off the streets of Hartford. But if I hear, oh, this is the Queen of England, then the same seeing becomes different. Then I'm seeing, instead of seeing an old lady, now I'm seeing the Queen of England. My vision has to change.
First knowledge has to be there, and then...
Yeah, otherwise you don't see. A person... in knowledge sees that some petrol is here and a match is here, so he sees that this is dangerous. A person without knowledge, he sees the same petrol and the same match, but he doesn't actually see. He doesn't understand what he's seeing. A doctor looks down your throat and he sees maybe this man has throat cancer, or maybe this person has tonsillitis, or he sees something. And somebody else looks in there and says, yuck, it's all pink in there. You know, he doesn't see anything. Even if he can see, you give him a little light and a magnifying glass, and he looks in there, he doesn't know what he's seeing. He could be seeing Boston for all he knows. He's not seeing. To see, you have to have eyes of knowledge, because the physician is educated. When he sees, he actually sees something. And when we see, we don't know what we're seeing. So seeing, real seeing, means seeing with eyes of knowledge. Vimudha nanupashyanti. The fools can't see, because they don't see by following. They don't follow the knowledge of authorities in order to see. They just try to see. But Pashanti Gyana Chakshusha, those who have eyes of knowledge, they can see. They actually see. Is that right?
And has it with knowledge revealed through the super soul?
Well, ultimately everything is revealed by super soul. Nothing can be known, but super soul reveals in proportion to our, in response to our sincere, or in response to whatever we're taking up. The super soul gives you, you know, your foolishness also, or he gives you your knowledge also. Without the super soul, we can't know anything. Without our knowledge, his knowledge, we don't know anything. everything's ultimately dependent on the Super Soul. Otherwise, a person, just because he has eyeballs and an optic nerve, it doesn't mean he can see anything. Krishna's sanction has to be there. Something else?
I think it would be really nice to die and have a plane come and pick you up.
Sure. It's always nice to be met, you know. Especially if it's the right plane. That they're,
yeah, well,
get on the wrong plane and you wind up in, you know, Indraloka or something.
Yeah, they have those planes.
There are guys who come to escort you to the hellish planets also, but they use cruder means of transportation.
What is cruder?
Crude means primitive or gross. They drag you with ropes down to it. Yeah. Anything else?
How can you sense yourself you are making some progress when spiritual life, when you are chanting, when you are engaged in spiritual knowledge?
Two ways. You'll get a taste for it, and you lose your taste for other things. When you're chanting Hare Krishna and making progress, you'll feel like chanting Hare Krishna more. You'll feel this is very nice. And you lose your taste for material attraction. That's how you know you're making progress. Clock. Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
About losing your taste.
Mm.
It seems many devotees have been chanting Hare Krishna for many years and they still are attracted to material energy.
Mm. By inattention, by committing offenses while chanting, by bad association. Basically by 10 offenses, starting with inattention.
Which means that just by chanting Hare Krishna doesn't guarantee itself you will make really any progress.
We should, chanting will do something for us, but to get the real benefit, we should follow some principles in chanting. Chanting, anyway, will, even inattentively, it will help us. But the real thing is to chant with attention, to avoid 10 kinds of offenses in chanting.